cliffcentral.com.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, you animal. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Good. In which part of the world are you today? Because I believe you have not... You were talking about your traveling the other day, and I don't know how much time you spend in planes, but it must be roughly a quarter of your life at the moment, right?
Yeah, this week was pretty crazy. I left last Sunday night, and I flew to Texas. It was 30 hours. I was there 36 hours, and then I flew back home.
Jeez, man. Unreal.
So, I'm back now in Cape Town.
Have a good weekend.
Flying to Joburg today.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. It was cool because I did nothing.
That's the best way to spend it. Now, what's on your mind this morning? We'd like to get you to fire us up for the week. What do you got today?
Well, I guess it's a kind of a follow-up on a previous discussion. And in fact, your previous listeners, we were talking about saving money. And one of the ways I wanted to suggest we save money is to stop bloody flying business class. And I did mention last week we were talking about it, and we said we'd come back to this topic.
Yeah.
So in spite of those kind of 60 hours of travel this week, it just doesn't cross my mind. It doesn't seem viable. And I want to take you through the two sides to that.
All right.
The first thing is this. I remember there used to be, do you remember Sun Air used to fly out of Lanseria?
Yes.
And it was business class only airline where you got a massage when you flew down to Cape Town. It was amazing.
I never flew with them, but I remember them, yeah.
Yeah, so I used to get on in my shorts and T-shirt, and I used to be next to these pompous business guys. And they would kind of stagger you, so there was always space for a masseuse to stand behind you and give you a kind of a head and neck massage. And it was amazing. It really, these huge, big leather red seats. It was fantastic. And it just never worked. And it kind of lasted for a while, then it just died out. And one of the reasons cited was that people just don't want to fly from Lanseria. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not a viable place for people to fly from. And of course, this is bullshit because people fly from Lanseria all the day. At the moment, Sapphire, Mango, Kalula, all of them fly.
Right.
And I realized the real reason it failed out is it's completely pointless having a business class on the airline because there's nobody to feel superior to. If you're the same class as everybody else, you don't get to feel snobby. And in fact, that's what happens. When I did find myself on business class flights, I would naturally sit in a different way. I would grab a newspaper. I mean, I never bloody read the newspaper, but I would sit and read a newspaper from business class. That's what business class people do. And I would sit waiting for people I know to walk past me. There is nothing better than being sitting in business class. That's why they make the economy class passengers walk past you on parade. They put you on first, and then they make poor people walk past you like royal subjects. It's amazing. Now, anyway, I actually, for what it's worth, I find that it's not that much more comfortable overall. I actually sleep as well with the right equipment. Same as your guy said earlier, it's not about bad weather. It's bad clothing. It's the same thing with flying economy. You just got to have the right gear.
Yeah.
However, the real thing I want to say to people, and I guess it comes back to the money thing, and whenever people ask me about the business class argument, I always say the same thing to them. I say, I want you to imagine that you're sitting in a hotel room and you're about to go to bed, and a guy walks in the door and says, hey, listen, we're doing a bit of an experiment. You can go over and you can sleep in the bed and have a great night's sleep and I won't bother you again. Or you can help us with the experiment. You can go into the lounge. You can sit on the couch, and then we'll pay you 15 grand to fall asleep just tonight if you sleep on the couch. Right. And if you do that, yeah, we'll give you the money. And I've never met anyone yet that would ever possibly choose to not sleep on the couch for the money.
Right.
So if given the choice in a hotel room, would I stay on the bed or would I stay on a seat, basically, sleeping upright uncomfortably for 15 grand? For the vast majority of people, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And yet, when your company's paying or a client is paying, we're very, very quick to jump up and ask them to fly as business class and to take that money. And for me, I just feel that there's far better things to spend cash on than a mildly better sleep. And it makes no logical sense. And I'm curious as to figure out why it would.
So you just did this 36 or 38 hour flight through to Texas and back. Did you fly at economy?
Yeah, the whole way. And I slept. I mean, when I flew from Detroit to Amsterdam, I was asleep before we took off. And I woke up as we landed. And on the way there, from Cape Town to Amsterdam, I slept the same way there, and absolutely no problem at all. I just I take a self-inflating pillow for my lower back. I use an evolution pillow for my neck, the clips in the front, so your head doesn't bob around. Mm-hmm. I throw the blanket over my cap. I make a little cocoon, and I'm done. And I just fall asleep. And if like, I'll take one of those kind of milder sleeping pills you can buy at the airport, and that's me tickets. Best business class, the cheapest business class ever you can get is half a sleeping tablet.
Now, a lot of the time you would have a client who would pay for you to go on business. Do you say to them, no, thank you, I'll just go economy?
Yeah. So I'll say if it's a long flight, I'd request if possible premium economy, which is just mildly, it's like slightly nicer food and stuff, and it's a fraction of the price.
Sure.
But for the most part, I always say to them, guys, I'm really not fussed. I'm more than happy to fly cattle.
Wow.
And there's been instances before where they've said, we'll fly you business. And I actually have turned around and said, guys, it's unnecessary. If you're going to do that, I'd rather you fly my wife with me and we'll both fly economy. And that still works out cheaper.
Yeah, because you can get two economy tickets usually for the price of one business one, right?
Yeah. Anyways, it's just a point about make more rational decisions. So yeah. Often we make decisions based on silly things like mild moments of status, and it does feel nice, and if you can get a bump up, I'm all for taking it. But spending the money on that, even if you're wealthy, doesn't make sense. Even if you have the money, there's better ways to spend it on. And there's just so much more you could do with that. Even selfishly, there's more that you can do with that, let alone all the good things you could do that every time you were going to fly business class. If you decided to instead have a slightly more uncomfortable night and donate that money to people who have uncomfortable nights of their own with the homeless, maybe that would be something you could do if you wanted a more genuine approach to it. But even if you're selfish, you're spending it on yourself. I'd far rather have a great trip when I arrive than have a wonderful evening on the way there.
You know, this Sia's about to lose his mind. He can't believe what he's hearing. Like, if someone offered Sia a free business class ticket as opposed to economy, he'd be only too happy to take it, right?
And I'm there, no questions asked, that's it.
So they think you're insane.
If it was free, I would take it. If it was an upgrade from an airline or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if it's somebody spending money, I mean, that depends. I guess that's just when they ask me what kind of mode of travel would I prefer. Mm. More often than not, I'd rather just say economy. I'd say I'm 25 with economy because I don't feel that they should be wasting their cash on it.
Now, Rich, just very quickly, first class travel.
I've done it once.
Because like the price of business on economy is huge. The price of first class just seems ridiculous.
Yes, I got it once when I was in Belgium, and the Belgian royal family bumped me from my chair. And I got a first class upgrade, and it was pretty cool. Like when I landed in Frankfurt, a Porsche came to the just like on the airside. And when everybody else got off and started walking towards the terminal, I got into a Porsche and drove away. It was amazing.
Well, I mean,
that's totally worth it. Yeah,
that's an experience, second to none.
I want to say I'm not about the douchebaggery, but sometimes I am.
Listen, I would imagine there are lots of people who do have just tons and tons of money lying around. And for them, this is almost a way to keep the airlines going, because the prices of these tickets are outrageous. There's no amount of travel or luxury or menu items or reclining on your seat that can be offered for like 60,000 rand more. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean that would be the difference. If you're going from economy to first, you're talking about a 64,000 rand bump on the price just for one way. You just can't be, and to me it's almost obscene. Like there's a lot of shit we give people for many things that are less ridiculous than that. Like if somebody went and bought an expensive bottle of champagne and poured it down the drain, it would be all over the news. People would be like, look at this guy wasting these things.
If someone set fire to a 200 rand note, we'd go, oh, what a douchebag.
Yeah. But a guy flying first class is something to be commended. And the reason is because it's kind of aspirational. And it's kind of, we'd all like to do it at some stage. And I was very excited when we got the bump up, and it was something that I could experience. Mm. And I'm not saying never experience these things, but I think the novelty wears off. In my kind of more douchebag years when, I had the Porsche and I did the thing and I behaved in a different way, I used to fly Virgin's upper class all the time. And I loved it. And it was but I knew when I reflected back on myself that it was much more ego than comfort for me personally. Mm. I'm not saying that's the case for everybody in the world. And as soon as I came to terms with that, I figured I didn't want to be that guy anymore. And I figured there was an easier way to get comfortable. And for me, it was maybe 600 rands worth of smart pillows that can fold up into a tiny pocket. So that's the thinking. I think there's a lot of decisions where we can decide, are we doing this for ego? Or are we doing this for comfort? Buying that expensive car. I mean, I don't have a car and my wife has a Mini. It's not like we're over the top. So, and there's a lot of decisions that we make based on ego that I think we could rather base on economy. And it would be, I think, slightly nicer place if more of us made rational decisions like that.
Well, I put up a picture on Instagram yesterday of a dude wearing a $350 belt, a $400 pair of trousers, and $800 shoes, and the title was Broke. And then a picture of kind of Bill Gates wearing a $34 shirt, a $29 pair of jeans, and a $12 pair of shoes. And you kind of get the idea, that's a billionaire. And sometimes it's not what you show other people that tells them the story of what you have and what you don't have, but it's almost what you don't show.
Yeah. I mean, it's Zuckerberg and the taking the choice of t-shirts away. You know how he always says that he doesn't change his shirt because, or he has lots of variations of the same thing because he doesn't want to waste decision-making time on what t-shirt he should wear in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's acts from billions, always in a pair of jeans and t-shirt.
Right.
And I think once you're that wealthy.
Speaking of billions, I got a bone to pick with you. You started off watching season two of Billions and you hated it. And then you persevered. You got through to about episode four and now you think it's great again. What's going on with you?
So, yeah, I started watching it and they've got all of these new characters and they're almost completely over the top. And so the first episode or two, they're introducing them to you. And they're all these caricatures. Mm. This federal agent that is like a Mr. Smith from Matrix. And there's a whole core of them. And it was really, really irritating me. And I was so glad. The same thing people did with me in Breaking Bad. I was saying to them, I don't get it. I do not get Breaking Bad. I've watched all of season one. It's so boring. And I put it on Twitter and a bunch of people came back and said, dude, persevere. It gets really good. And so I thought, okay, well, let me give it a try. And I think by episode four, I was hooked again.
Awesome.
And now it's like motivational speaking. That's what that show is. It makes you want to go out and become a billionaire, which is quite fun.
All right, Rich. You're on your way.
Yeah.
Rich Mulholland.
Oh, geez, I wish.
No, it'll happen. Rich Mulholland with the Reality Check on a Monday. Thank you, man. Nice to talk to you, as always.
Right. Chat soon.
Cool. There we go. That's Rich live from Cape Town this morning. CliffCentral.com.